News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, January 26, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors holding a community forum regarding immigration customs enforcement. 24 charges filed against Templeton Advisory Group Chair. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 32 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a hearing during its regular meeting tomorrow regarding Immigration and Customs Enforcement access to individuals. The notice for this public forum mentions the Truth Act, a 2016 California law regarding federal immigration policy enforcement. The law requires a local law enforcement agency to provide a consent form and explain the purpose of an interview with an ICE agent to an individual in custody regarding civil immigration violations. The bill also requires that local law enforcement agencies provide copies of specified documentation received from ICE to the individual and notify the individual regarding the intent of the agency to comply with ICE requests. If you can attend the public hearing in person, you can watch online. There is a large crowd expected, and those who cannot find a seat in the board chambers can use the overflow rooms and monitors to watch. The vice chair of the Templeton Area Advisory Group was removed from the board, and the current chair is facing criminal charges. Vice Chair Murray Powell had been acting as chairman of the board since the resignation of former chair Jennifer Jones, where she cited disagreements and an inability for the board to conduct meetings in a civilized and professional manner. In the January meeting, the TAG board voted to remove Murray Powell from the board. In addition, new chairman David Leader is facing 24 criminal charges related to violating restraining orders, vandalism, and petty theft. Neighbors filed for restraining orders against Leader after a disagreement over a road designation and access, where they reported him trespassing, shouting obscenities, and making threats. Leader has allegedly violated these court orders and is due in court March 2nd. Collision in Paso Robles blocks South River and Niblick Roads. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today 805-635-7200 or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. A two-vehicle collision sent one driver to the hospital on Friday night in Paso Robles. The collision occurred at the intersection of South River and Niblick Roads, blocking the intersection for about half an hour. At about 7:48 p.m., a Kia SUV collided with a sedan that was turning left. The driver of the SUV was transported by an ambulance to a local hospital. Five people were inside the sedan, including two young children, but no injuries were sustained by them. An off-duty sheriff's deputy was behind the sedan and stopped to assist and check on the occupants of both vehicles. Police, a fire truck, and an ambulance arrived within about 10 minutes, and tow trucks removed both vehicles from the intersection. The roadway was cleared after about 30 minutes. No further information is available at this time. A section of Riverwalk Trail in Paso Robles will be closed through mid-February. The closure will affect a section of the trail near the 13th Street Bridge, and visitors are advised to follow signs for detours. The closure is due to essential repairs and sealing. The trail is expected to reopen Friday, February 13th. The Atascadero City Council will discuss authorizing the purchasing of a new Type 1 fire engine in its next meeting. The city's fire department fleet includes three Type 1 fire engines, the primary engine for most incidents. The agenda for the meeting describes them as the workhorses of the city's fleet. Engine 7591 was placed into service in 2005, serving the community for over 20 years at this point. The agenda says the engine has not only served the Atascadero, but communities all over the state as part of California's mutual aid system. The replacement of this engine was ordered in 2023 due to increased maintenance costs and concerns for ongoing reliability. Expenditure of funds is expected to be in the 2027-28 budget for Atascadero, funded from the Vehicle Replacement Fund at about $1.2 million. You can attend the meeting on Tuesday at 6 p.m. in person or watch online. A man was arrested on Saturday from a domestic violence incident in Grover Beach. Officers were notified of the incident that occurred on the 600 block of North 12th Street and made contact with a female victim in a hospital. Officers attempted to arrest the male suspect at his residence at 12th Street, but the suspect refused to exit the building. Officers also determined a small child was home inside with the suspect. For safety reasons, the county regional SWAT team was activated. The team negotiated with the suspect into a peaceful surrender. The suspect, 38-year-old Lorenzo Zamora Torres, exited the residence with the child and was taken into custody without incident. He was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail for domestic violence, assault with a deadly weapon, and violation of a restraining order. In sports for the NFL, the Seahawks beat the Rams 31-27, the Patriots over the Broncos 10-7. The Seahawks and Patriots will face each other in the Super Bowl on Sunday, February 8th. In the NBA, on Saturday, the Lakers beat the Mavericks 116-110. Yesterday, the Clippers over the Nets, 126-89. The Pistons beat the Kings, 139-116. The Warriors over the Timberwolves, 111-85. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Timberwolves, and the Lakers will go against the Bulls. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. In California News, Anti-ICE protests once again erupted in California after the shooting of 37-year-old Alex Pretty in Minnesota. Demonstrations were held in Los Angeles and one in San Luis Obispo County near Highway 1 and Kansas Avenue. Governor Newsom called for no new funding for ICE on X, saying, quote, "and the militarization of ICE." A judge ruled on Friday that the Trump administration must continue funding child care subsidies in five states, including in California. The states will need to submit justifications for spending the money and more documentation for the funding to continue. Over 28,000 workers in the Kaiser healthcare system are set to strike in California after having been in talks for months regarding wages, understaffing, and retirement benefits. Surveillance videos showcased a smash and grab of a jewelry store in Anaheim Hills, California. Suspects are shown crashing their vehicle to the front entrance, ransacking display cases, and then fleeing in two getaway cars. The suspects then fled on foot after a pursuit, and five have been taken into custody. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Trump administration could potentially step in to address ongoing wolf-related issues in the state of Colorado. Aaron Spohr, Executive Vice President of the Colorado Cattlemen's Association, weighs in on what that involvement could mean for livestock producers.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Director Brian Nesvik did send a letter to Colorado, kind of a second letter warning them that they could step in. We, as a wolf coalition, are really trying to talk to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in trying to find the best pathway forward that would make sure, you know, producers are at the forefront and what producer needs are getting heard, whether that's at U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service or CPW or a mix of the two.
Boer says that they will continue to work with the Fish and Wildlife Service to see what is the best path forward, trying to find relief for producers.
We, especially as CCA and other cattlemen's organizations, have been asking the Trump administration and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to step in, especially when CPW was obviously not following the plan or following the agreement they'd had. And so it looks like they are committing to do that, and now it's just trying to find what the details look like and working those out. So more to come.
Aaron Spohr with the Colorado Cattlemen's Association.
It's more than a convention. It's where the cattle industry comes together. CattleCon 2026 is heading to downtown Nashville, February 3rd through February 5th. Gain insights from top cattle industry experts, connect with fellow producers, and take part in shaping the future of our business. Plus, world-class entertainment and inspiring keynote speakers. Whether you're there for the business, the education, or the good times, CattleCon is where it all comes together. Register today at convention.ncda.org.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. After 2 years of lower levels of Impatiens necrotic spot virus in the Salinas Valley, researchers have recorded a higher number of cases during the 2025 season. I think we've been dodging the bullet the past 2 years, but it looks like whatever guardrails that existed are breaking down, said Richard Smith, a retired University of California Cooperative Extension Vegetable Crops Advisor who has studied NSV extensively. In 2022, the virus led to substantial yield losses in the Salinas Valley, causing a nationwide shortage of lettuce and record-high prices. Mark Mason, manager of Huntington Farms in Soledad, said his 2025 harvest of more than 4,000 acres of head, romaine, and leaf lettuce was decent despite INSV showing up. "We caught the symptoms at the end of the harvest," Mason said. "We had some fields that were clean and some that were 40% losses." Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds with low 30s tonight, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, continuing into the weekend and Monday next week. Mid-60s Wednesday and Thursday, low 70s Friday and Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 32 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened mixed and turned higher. Crude oil and natural gas prices have been pushed higher by disruptions from the continuing winter storm hitting a large part of the nation. Airline stocks have been losing ground. Delta, JetBlue, American, and United are all down more than 0.5%. NVIDIA is investing $2 billion in artificial intelligence cloud company CoreWeave. It's part of an expanded partnership. CoreWeave shares are up 11%. NVIDIA narrowly higher. The U.S. government will receive shares of mining company USA Rare Earth in exchange for a $1.6 billion investment in the business. USA Rare Earth shares up 27%. And gold topped $5,100 an ounce today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance. Not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. Bovino Vineyards in the beautiful hills of Templeton, home to diverse collection of standalone varietals and beautiful blends. Owner Dan Souza, grape grower and dairy farmer, chose the name Bovino. Bovine for his dairy herd and vino for his wines. Winemaker Steve Anglum says, if it's been a while or you haven't had a chance to visit Bovino, now is the time. Bovino Vineyards on El Pomar in Templeton open Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Enjoy the brilliant wines, the cozy tasting room, or out on the deck with breathtaking views.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL, to join us on the Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
In case some fool might want to find
The Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, I got a couple of folks lined up for you between 12:30 and 1. Mr. John Whitford and J.R. J.R. is with CERT, and considering what's taking place around the country, be prepared for Mother Nature. J.R. will fill us in on that. And John will talk about some interesting things regarding Starlink for home and business, also security cameras, all types of things, all tied in with technology. And as the technology changes, or you have to change because of that. And one of them is we experienced that because we had to switch to Starlink. We had to switch to Starlink from our old receiver, the antenna that we had here going out to our main antenna or the tower, because the technology just changed so much. It's more reliable and so forth. It may be working now, but it may not in the future, or you're going to have to change anyway. I have another example. I'm sitting right in front of it. We have this thing here. It's called a board. A board would be similar to your dashboard in a car, where it has all the knobs and stuff like that. And, you know, you hit this, you do that, blah, 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 and something goes out, you replace it. Well, this board has been very, very reliable. It's a Dynamax, and it's been here for 25 years. Never had a problem with it. I mean, occasionally you got to replace the light on it or something like that. But now, since 25 years and, you know, starts to wear, and again, it's a very, very good board. However, we have an issue with it, and it's intermittent. Well, there's no parts left for it. We simply, you just can't get parts for it anymore. So it's inevitable that this thing, we're going to change this thing out in February. But we have to, because we have no choice, and we've gotten more than our money's worth out of it. So anyway, that's just part of it. And then Susanna, it says, hello all, and you know that she is expecting, but she's on her sixth day of a very nasty flu and cold. Voice is gone as well, so she will not be able to come in today, and I'm working on getting a special this afternoon. I'll do that when I get off the air. All right, let's see here. What else do we have? We had something coming in on the text, and it was, you can't allow people to come into your country who don't carry the same morals and values that you do. That's what's happening. And I hope President Trump sends the National Guard. We need curfews. And, well, the nation's values. I mean, we all have our... I understand what you mean by the same morals and values, but we all don't have the same. But I do understand what you're saying. All right, maybe you have some thoughts on that. In football, the halftime stuff, which, you know, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. I didn't do what I was... I was thinking about going back, because I know that some of the halftime shows going back years and years ago, we have to put things in perspective of today's world. Let's see here. I was trying to do, I'll see if I can do it real quickly. Okay. Some of the halftime shows, if you go back to the first couple of Super Bowls, this is... one is you had Grambling and Jackson State marching bands, which was pretty good. If you ever go back and look at the video of that, it's pretty cool. But you had Carol Channing. She did one of the halftime shows. You had Al Hurt. That would have been in New Orleans, you know, big-time New Orleans performer and so forth. And then when you go back, I don't know when they started doing the major stuff on the Super Bowl halftime show, but and a lot of them have turned into, I'm not going to say disasters, but not as good as publicized, or I don't even remember the years or a lot of the performers. I just remember Paul McCartney. I wasn't impressed with that. Stones wasn't impressed with that, and that's probably about the time I stopped watching, and I generally don't anyway. Well, not generally, I just don't. So anyway, again, this person, somebody sent me in something on this Bad Bunny, and I guess Bad Bunny has criticized the United States, has heavily criticized the United States' treatment of immigrants, stating this country is nothing without the immigrants. Vocal critic of President Trump and so forth. Well, don't watch it. Look, the NFL, these sports teams don't have to worry about getting a message from you, because you're still going to watch. Hi, good morning.
Regarding the halftime show, we usually don't watch it much because we get outside and start doing other things. But what about the secondary shows coming on by Turning Point? Is anything going on with that?
What is it?
Yeah, is it going to happen? Who's showing it? Is it going to be on? I've heard both yes and no.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk's organization, has decided they want to put out a family-friendly halftime show with all the country names and good people singing, but I don't know what's going on with that and if you can even find it on the TV without having a subscription.
So that's, I'm going to be on another channel while the halftime show is being played on the
record. It's going to be an alternative halftime show, yes.
Okay. Well, obviously that interests you, doesn't it?
Well, I'm not crazy in seeing Bad Bunny. Chances are the group I'll be with will be so active at the halftime we won't see either one, but I'm just curious about how that's going to go.
I don't know.
Okay, I just thought maybe I had some information on that.
Yeah, I don't. Well, again, I won't watch the other one either. I don't care about that stuff.
No, I really don't either. I mean, it's gotten, it's the last couple of years, it's been some stuff that I wouldn't even watch if you gave me a free ticket. You know, I'd go to the game, but I wouldn't watch the halftime show. Which just doesn't appeal to guys my age, I don't think.
Well, if it was someone that I liked, I probably still wouldn't watch it. I'm just there to watch a football game. I feel
the same way.
I understand that people need this, and I understand that they want to get as many people who may not be interested in football watching the commercials and watching the halftime or anything else that takes place. But they're not worried about me. Watching. Because
I don't know about that, but it doesn't really matter to me. The shows that they have, and just I think they don't appeal to the audience of. I mean, you got to admit that football fans, NFL player, are more akin to NASCAR than they are to rap and or opera.
Okay, I'll give you that.
So that's the show. The show should probably be aimed in that genre. And I don't know what the show is. I don't even know what kind of music Bad Bunny sings. Never heard of him before the show.
I've never heard the explanation behind the decision of, why certain halftime shows.
Who picks these things?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah.
And maybe they have, but again, since I don't care about it, I've never read about it. Now, I know from
the to put that Dylan guy on the Coke can.
I know from time to time they've had country artists, haven't they, at halftime?
Absolutely.
Okay, so then I'm not defending it.
If Garth Brooks out there, everybody would watch it. But if you can get Garth Brooks, I doubt you can.
No. Well, maybe to their defense that they're, okay, so this year we're going to have this type of artist, and then next year we're going to have Carrie Underwood or whomever, or Cody Johnson or something like that to break it up over the course, not having the same type of artist every year. Maybe that's their thinking. I don't know.
Well, this is only different.
Well, yeah, it is. But again, how many people watch it? Well, I bet a lot do because I think every year, isn't there either positive or negative criticism on the halftime show?
I remember the famous wardrobe malfunction halftime show. I was out in the backyard with my friends having a beer. Missed the whole thing. Couldn't see the rerun because they wouldn't show it.
That was
Janet Jackson?
Yeah, about 20 years ago, I think.
Yeah, and that's not the last one I even thought about watching.
Okay, so let me see. Wasn't her breast exposed?
I think that was, she was wearing a tearaway, for lack of a better word, cup on her top piece there, and it just opened it up.
Okay, so here's a question. What was the outrage?
That it was staged and not a malfunction, I suppose.
Okay, I'm guessing that at least half of the population didn't care whether it was staged or not.
I didn't even see it. I don't care that I missed it. Other than the interesting, what if I saw that thing? I don't know.
No, I've never seen it. No. Obviously, I heard about it, and so what was the?
I think the biggest outrage was it was the first time that they left the family appeal in a halftime show without a thought.
You know, at one point are people going to just realize, look, from what I remember of Janet Jackson when she used to do her videos, she was pretty, in some of them, scantily dressed anyway.
That seems to be the way they do it now.
Okay, so when well, my point is that then when people say, well, you know, this is family and stuff, you know what, knock it off.
Okay.
That would be like going to taking your 12-year-old daughter to a Madonna concert and being shocked that she's, you know, 90% naked.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to expect that in a football game.
Well, what about the...
Realistically.
Well, what do you think the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and the rest of them are all about?
Well, they're good. Actually, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are relatively modestly dressed.
Well, by today's standards, yes.
Yeah, that's true. I think they always said they were that way.
And again, what is the need for them?
I don't know. I guess it's fun to watch. If your game is boring, you can zero in on which cheerleader is the cutest, I suppose.
Well, I do have to say, I went to a 49er Giant game X amount of years ago, and we were down there at the end of the, you know, by the end zone, and much to my delight, guess who was stationed right there?
The cheerleaders.
The San Francisco cheerleaders.
Did you have binoculars?
No, I gave them to Brian.
Oh, there you go. Good father.
And again, this was maybe, I don't know, 15 years ago or so, and they were all female.
Wasn't there somebody, one of the transgender dudes, trying to get on a squad somewhere now? Just to ruin that attitude for us?
Yeah, it's the, I think it's the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, well, good for him. or whatever.
All right, so you won't be watching Bad Boy or whatever his name is on the halftime show?
No, I probably will not, because I'll be in a... I think we'll have other things to do besides watching a guy who supposedly doesn't like the country. So why bother with him?
Right. Okay, so here's a question going back to last hour. Do you mind the changes in the rules of professional football?
Everything seems to be changed. I'm not I don't know what the rule was behind that funny kickoff thing they're doing now.
It's for safety.
Well, football by nature is a rough game. And you play it at your own risk. I mean, I played high school football, and they said high school football is a 100% injury rate. So that's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, but at the high school level, you don't have the athletic speed and strength that these guys do. And there's a huge difference in the game. When you go from high school, when you go to college, there's a huge difference.
Yeah, but there's also a huge difference in the training and conditioning.
I think training and conditioning has gotten to, I'm not going to say equal, but pretty darn good at all levels. Now, obviously the difference is the coaches can't keep track of everything the kid is doing in school. With summer and when they're not in season to work out and eat and all that stuff, but the professionals and even college, they have staffs designated to make sure that they are doing things correctly, and you know, whether it's nutrition or even working out. So at those two levels especially.
Yes.
So.
Yes, you're not much. I don't think your life is your own when you're on one of those high-level teams.
No, you're not. You're...
you belong to the team.
Except, well, now it's changed from when I played in college. I didn't like it because it was almost a year-round thing. You know,
so you didn't have an off-season, so to speak.
Yeah, you had December, and then you would have June.
Really?
Because you...
I remember my last high school football game when we were also beaten up, and I said, you know, it was a fun season, but I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, you're beat up mentally and physically.
Yeah. Well, yeah, everything's hurt.
Yeah, it's a lot more of a commitment than people think, and to stay at a level, particularly from the mental side, it takes a lot, because you know when you're thinking about, particularly in college, you know you're talking 18 and 19 year old kids, you know they get the December off, but then you got to get ready for winter workouts and spring workouts, and then when spring is done. You'll get a list from your coaches of things that you need to do over the summer when you're away to prepare for August camp. So it was just over and over and over. But my point being, you know, when you're 18, 19, man, you want to go out and, you know, have some fun and all that kind of stuff. And it's, I'm not going to say it's hard. I mean, because it's a short time of your life, but you're still that age, and you're going, man, nah, I can't go today. I got to do these things, and et cetera, et cetera.
You don't get to say, I don't feel like going in today. It doesn't happen.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember one of the professional football players, I forget who, he wrote a book years ago. I read it, and I forget the name, but he said, you know, it's time to quit when the new season starts and you're still hurt from the old one.
Yeah. One can only imagine at that level. All right. Yeah. All right, Doc. All right. We got to go.
Take care.
All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. A two-vehicle collision sent one driver to the hospital on Friday night in Paso Robles. The collision occurred at the intersection of South River and Niblick Road, blocking the intersection for about half an hour. At about 7:48 p.m., a Kia SUV collided with a sedan that was turning left. The driver of the SUV was transported to a local hospital. The Atascadero City Council will discuss authorizing the purchase of a new Type 1 fire engine in its next meeting. The current engine was first placed into service in 2005, and due to increased maintenance costs and concerns for ongoing reliability, a replacement has been ordered. You can attend the meeting at 6 tomorrow in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, it's 32 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. Chris Foster. A federal judge hears arguments this morning about the immigration crackdown in Minnesota. The state and cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul are suing to end the surge in ICE operations there. Another lawsuit would prevent federal agencies from destroying evidence related to Border Patrol agents' fatal shooting of Alex Preddy during protests Saturday.
We always investigate any conduct like this, any shooting like this, and we'll get to the bottom of everything that happened.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche on Fox and Friends. From Texas to Virginia, more than 800,000 homes and businesses are without power from the weekend's winter storm. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee also on Fox and Friends.
When you have this many hundreds of thousands of people with no power and it's single-digit temperatures outside, obviously, it's very dangerous.
More than 15,000 flights have been canceled yesterday and today. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
North County weather.
At 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and it's brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement, get it done by the pros. Clouds early, then some sunshine this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. A few clouds, but mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low 30s, and then eventually a little bit of sunshine on your Tuesday. Again, mid-60s. As we head out to Wednesday, mid-60s, same Thursday. 70 Friday and Saturday, upper 60s Sunday and Monday. Again, no rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 7:08 a.m., 5:24 p.m. We are 32. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles, lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and, of course, dinner Wednesday through Sunday. City of Atascadero and the Central Coast Zoo are excited to announce a brand new event, Woo at the Zoo. It's a fun of Valentine's celebration kicking off on Valentine's Day. That's February 14th from 10 until 1. Time to celebrate Love Month at the Zoo. Families and invited to come out and enjoy special keeper talks about how animals choose their mates. Now, there will be Valentine-themed activities, and again, that is from 10 until 1, and that's general admission, and check it out. Should be a lot of fun and learn about the animals. All right, the officials from Central Coast Home Health and Hospice say they are in a critical need of volunteers to help care for patients in San Luis Obispo County. Volunteers will be tasked with supervising patients, providing emotional support and socialization, and helping with small household tasks. If you'd like to find out more and help out, again, it's a critical need for the hospice volunteers here in the county. Please contact Hospice of San Luis Obispo County. They appreciate it. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at outstanding prices. Okay, let's see. What does it say here? It says just about 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Well, you heard me mention Valentine's Day, and it's, you know, not far off. So don't get your head knocked off. Make sure you do your jobs. All right, our local celebrities. Leading off, Mr. Bill Sanders, Todd Halstead, Sharon Foster, David Davis, Jim Chasbourne. We have Laura McDonough and Mike... Mike something here. Is it Lunker or Unker? Anyway, Mike, you're having a birthday. I don't know what the heck's happening there. All right, on my right-hand side, some people you probably have heard of, or not. Let's see, who do we have? Oh, yes, you've heard of Douglas MacArthur. Old soldiers never die. Well, he did. 1880, he was born. He died in 1964. Charles Lane, you have seen him if you go to a lot of movies and shows from the 60s. Beverly Hillbillies, Petticoat Junction, Dobie Gillis. He was in It's a Wonderful Life. He was kind of like the older-looking guy with the glasses, skinny. Anyway, he was born in 1905. He died in 2007, and he did live in Morro Bay for a while. Also on the list we have, who do we have? I'm looking here. Paige Kavanaugh, the pianist, 1922, 2008, and Jeffries, the movie, 1923, 2017. Paul Newman, 1925, 2008. Basketball Hall of Famer, Dick McGuire, 1926, 2010. Onward we go. Bob Uecker, 1934, we just lost him. Henry Jordan, he was on those great Packer teams. Henry was born in 1935. He died in 1977. Everybody's favorite civil rights activist and teacher, Angela Davis, 1944. The other half of the Ebert and Siskel, Gene Siskel, 1944, 1999. Man, remember this guy? He played with the broken leg? Jack Youngblood, 1950. Tom Henderson, pretty good hoopster. He was born in 1952. This lady wrote a lot of songs. Lucinda Williams, 1953. Eddie Van Halen, 1955, 2020. Anita Baker, the singer, 1958. Everybody's favorite comedian and actress, Ellen DeGeneres, 1958. One of the greatest hockey players of all time, Wayne Gretzky, 1961. Jazzy B, the rap artist, 1963, from Wham. Remember the song, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go? Andrew Ridgely, 1963. Let's see here. Eric Davis, football, 1968. Also on the list we have Dorian Gregory, the Soul Train TV host, 1971. Vince Carter, basketball Hall of Famer, pretty good dunker, 1977. And we also have, who do we have? Joseph Quinn, the actor, 1994. Okay, passing away on this day, Hall of Famer, Kobe Bryant, killed in that plane crash in 2020, Nelson Rockefeller, allegedly died with a smile on his face. That was 1979. William Wrigley, gum boy, he died in 1932. Abner Doubleday, it says here he invented baseball. He did not. Abner Doubleday died in 1893. He did serve, though. Let's see here. Who else is on this list of those who passed on? Oh, this lady, she's pretty amazing. You know, and it's funny, when you look at her early pictures of her, she was very pretty. In later years, comes to the shows and stuff, parts she played, particularly in Young Frankenstein. Cloris Leachman, she died in 2021. What a talented lady. Mike Connors, Mannix, he died in 2017. And, oh, my goodness, one of my favorite characters of all time. From Perry Mason, Barbara Hale. Yes, indeed, she was Della Street in that. And boy, did she play that so well. And man, all right, Barbara passed away in 2017. And who else do we have? Oh, the legendary Abe Vigoda. You remember him as Detective Fish in Barney Miller. But before that, of course, he was Tessio in The Godfather. Abe died in 2016. Welcome back, Carter, Robert Haggis. He died in 2012. And Don Budge, tennis Hall of Famer. He won first to win the tennis Grand Slam in 1938. Don passed away in 2000. Jose Ferrer, the actor, 1992. Coach Bryant, Bear Bryant, he died in 1983. They asked Bear Bryant shortly after he retired in 82. And it was, you know, like, okay, coach, so, you know, what are you going to do? Like, he says, I'll probably be dead in 6 months or something like that. It was very ironic. And Edward G. Robinson, oh, man, he's a good actor. He died in 1973, and that's it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Most of his peers, general managers, writers, players against him and with him, and say he was the greatest. The great one, Wayne Gretzky, goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all.
The chair of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, David Leader, is facing 24 criminal charges related to violating restraining orders, vandalism, and petty theft. He is due in court March 2nd. The TAG Board also voted to remove Acting Chair Murray Powell in the January meeting. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a hearing during its regular meeting tomorrow regarding immigration and customs enforcement access to individuals. If you can attend in person, you can watch online or find a seat in the adjacent rooms. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. It's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
He was MVP of the league 9 times and 15 consecutive years. He scored over 100 points, led the league in assists. I don't know how many times, can't keep track. I don't think there was a record he didn't hold at one time or another, and still holds quite a few for hockey. Wayne Gretzky to the top this hour, brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.